Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I worship you and praise you and thank you for this beautiful, glorious day that you have made. I thank you, Lord, that you bore all of our sins, all of our sickness, all of our disease, and redeemed us from the curse of the law. And I'm so grateful, Father, for this mighty thing of prayer and the use of your name you have given us. And as we talk about these things, why we can't receive from you, reveal to us today the mighty reasons, the reasons of unbelief and doubt that we have that's instilled in us, that put in us through fear by the enemy. So we're not able to receive from you. Reveal to us what is right and how to get these things done so that we might become the awesome men and women of God that you want us to be. Now, Father, I thank you and praise you for the glorious day. Reveal yourself to each one of us as the word goes out in the name of Jesus. Now, today, all week long, I've been talking about unanswered prayer. Why it is that so many people have so much unanswered prayer. Well, I'm going to tell you that the majority of the reasons is that people don't know the Word of God. That's the major thing, is people don't know God's Word. Now, if you don't know God's Word, it's impossible for you to have faith for something that you don't even know is yours. Now, it's just absolutely impossible to do that. So, when you begin to ask people why they don't get their prayers answered, so many people will just tell you, well, I guess it's because I just don't have enough faith. Well, first of all, what is the definition of faith? What is a simple explanation of faith? Well, let me tell you, faith is knowing the Word of God. Now, it took faith or trust in God to get into the family of God. When you got into the family of God by faith, from this day on, it's a lack of knowledge of the Word of God, which is your greatest, greatest enemy. Now then, when you don't know the Word of God, then this thing that Jesus called unbelief or doubt is your worst enemy. Now, we're going to talk about a lot of scriptures today as we go through the Word of God. I'm going to give you many examples, and one of the ones I'm going to start off with here today is I'm going to talk about doubt. Now, later on, we're going to talk about fasting, and we're going to talk about some other things here and why we have so much unbelief and doubt. That one of the reasons is because we don't ever fast and pray. Most Christians today, the art of fasting is completely gone away. But anyway, the very first story I want to talk to you about is in Matthew chapter 14. Now, and I'm just going to tell you this story instead of reading all of it in detail. But in Matthew chapter 14, they were out on a stormy sea, and they looked up, and there come Jesus walking across the water. Now, they all thought it was a ghost out there in the middle of that stormy sea walking on the water. But Jesus told them, "No, guys, it's just me." And when he said that, Peter said, "Lord, if that's really you, let me come to you on the water." So, the Lord gave Peter one little word. He said, "Come." Now, you got to remember, when the Lord speaks a word, he cannot lie. You know, he would not tell you to do something that would harm you. So, when he told Peter to come to him on the water, he meant that Peter could walk on the water. So, Peter got down out of the boat, and of course, as he began to do that, I can hear all the rest of those men in that boat saying, "Whatever you do, don't step into that stormy sea. You know you will drown." Well, that's the majority of the church today. They don't know what the word faith means. So I'm sure they were telling Peter, "Don't step out into that ocean." But Peter believed the Lord, and he stepped out onto that sea, and his faith held him up, and he literally walked on the water. Now then, anytime you start to receive a miracle from the Lord, you can always be assured that the enemy will be there. I can guarantee you the enemy will always show up. Now, the enemy showed up and he began to get his demons out there, and he began to stir up the wind and the waves till they become boisterous, the Word of God says. As the wind and waves became so big that Peter began to take his eyes off of Jesus and began to look at his circumstances. Now, that's what we often do, especially when it comes to sickness and disease. We begin to look at our symptoms and not at the ability of God to far exceed in meeting our requests every time. So, since he's a faith God, he says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please me. So, if you don't believe the Lord, you won't be able to get anything from him. So what you do, just like Peter did, Peter believed God, and he stepped out on that water, and he began to walk on that water until the enemy stirred the waves up and the wind got so high. And then Peter began to take his eyes off of Jesus and look at his circumstances. The minute he did that, fear came into his heart. The very minute that fear or unbelief or doubt slipped into Peter's heart, immediately he stepped out of the faith realm. And now then, you cannot walk in the faith realm as long as you're doubting or in fear. So, Peter began to sink. Now, as Peter began to sink, he immediately cried out to the Lord, Lord, save me. And in Matthew chapter 14, verse 31, the Word of God declares, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Now I want you to stop and think. The God you and me serve, he is a God that demands that we believe him with no doubt in our heart. I'm telling you, he has filled this book that we call the Bible or the Word of God with many, many magnificent, wonderful, unlimited promises. But I'm telling you, we don't believe God's Word. We absolutely do not believe this book. Now then, if you take these promises, just like the one that was made to Peter when the Lord was asked by Peter, Lord, if that's really you, let me come to you on the water. Well, Peter did. He got down and started walking until he doubted, and then he fell in. And so, as the Lord picked him up, he told him, why did you doubt? Now then, guess what? If Peter had not have doubted, if he had not have doubted, what would have happened? He would have continued to walk on the water. He would continue to have received from the Lord what he asked for, because the Lord told him he could come to him. And it wouldn't have been but a few more minutes as he danced around on the water out there that all the other disciples would have saw with their eyes that this stuff really does work and that faith is real. And then in a few minutes, they would have all been out there on the lake dancing around on the water. And it just wouldn't have been long till they'd have been such a group of great faith, they could have done anything. But of course, the enemy knew that, and that's why he attacked them. Now then, I'm going to go to another place in the scripture. And again, this is in Matthew chapter 21. Now we go to Matthew 21. I want you to see something here, what the Lord said we could do. Now in Matthew 21, as Jesus, first of all, was going to Bethany, he came upon a fig tree. And as he came upon the fig tree, he noticed there was no figs on it. So he said to the tree, may you never bear fruit again. And the tree withered. And so when they came back by there, Peter looked at the tree and he said, Lord, the tree that you cursed, he didn't understand why this had happened. But Jesus had spoken negative to that tree, or he spoke a curse over that tree. And as he spoke negatively to that tree literally died. Now, I want to show you what he said we could do. As he told them that story, they was wanting to know how they could make their faith work. Jesus was giving them a perfect example from the Word of God how to make faith work. In Matthew 21:21, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not. Now that's a pretty big mouthful right there. If, biggest word in the whole Bible, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which was done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done for you. And verse 22, he says, And all things, not some things, he said, all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Now that's a pretty heavy statement that our king made right there. If you have faith and doubt not. I've heard lots of people say, well, you'll hear some preachers say that all you need is faith in God. But they'll say, I'm telling you that's not true. Well, I'm going to tell you, they don't believe the Word of God. The Word of God, Jesus clearly said, now let me put this on record, I didn't say this, Jesus said this. Jesus, our King, clearly answered and said, Truly I say unto you, now you can put your name there, Bob, Jack, Susie, Bob, Don, Linda, whatever. Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not. Now that is what God said right there. You always want to back up everything you say with the Word of God, and you don't want to take anything that anybody else tells you unless they can back it up with the Word of God. But the Word of God completely says here that if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto the mountain, Be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. And then he clearly says, And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Now I've come to realize most people today don't believe the Word of God. And since they don't believe it, that's why they fall short. Tomorrow we'll continue. We come to the end of a day. You can write me the Living Savior Ministries at Post Office Box 35, Post Office Box 35, Justin, Texas 76247. Or you can call me at 940-242-2106. Also, you can find us on the web at www.tlsm.org. Now, that stands for The Living Savior Ministry, tlsm.org. There you can send us an email. Or we'd invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. Now, if you're going up 35, you go up or down 35E to Walnut Hill. You exit on Walnut Hill and go east four streets to Shady Trail and turn right. And we're right there on the right, and we'd love to have you. Praise the Lord Jesus. And remember, whatever you do this week, praise the Lord Jesus.